Hey, what's up, y'all? JD here. We're back. I'm podcasting, kind of, consistently? Hopefully. 2022. Let's try to continue. Welcome back to what is the craziest week ever in entertainment. And by that, I mean it is the year of the slap, or the story of the slap heard around the world. You know what we're talking about. It's Will Smith slapping Chris Rock. Why? How come? Because feelings, emotions? I'm torn. I'm torn on this whole controversy. And I'm not sure exactly how to feel, if I'm being honest. I don't know what to think or say. I think it was weird. I think it was strange. The mental health advocate in me thinks that it's not good for anyone. So let's discuss. Welcome to a new episode of JD Radio. And with that mental health check-in, I'm doing well. I'm doing okay. I recently messed up my back playing basketball, but that's neither here nor there. And I've been going to physical therapy to get it fixed. So that's great. So I was going to talk about this slap, and I think this is going to be a short episode, just a quick let's turn out an episode about a topic type of thing. I didn't even watch the Oscars, I'll be honest. What the fudge? Alexa, be quiet. That was scary. Uh-oh, sorry if I messed up your house. I didn't even watch the Oscars. I just heard about the event while playing basketball. While I hurt my back, I heard about the event from a friend who was sitting there on the bench watching and said, "Yo, did you hear Chris Rock got slapped by Will Smith?" And I was like, "What? How? Why? That's so strange. Why did that happen? Why is this happening? And what's going on in the world where you can just slap a person for saying some words that you don't enjoy? Especially, I guess, at that level of celebrity. But I'm not in a weird predicament. It ain't got nothing to do with me, but I'm in a space where I'm on like both sides of the fence. I haven't chosen. I'm like right in the middle with how I feel about it. Now hear me out before you write me off because you're just like, you can't make a decision. You know what's right from wrong. I do. But I also think that it's not about being it is about being right and wrong, but it's also about being valid in the feelings and emotions that were happening during the event. So I saw what happened. I saw what transpired. And, you know, the award show's going on. We've got comedians, entertainers, celebrities, actors, actresses, filmmakers, directors who are all being awarded this golden statue of whoever Oscar is. I should know. I'm an actor. Or am I? And you have this weird moment in the show where Chris Rock gets on stage and looks over at Jada Pinkett Smith. Now, here's the thing I'm not aware of. I don't know if this joke was already written into the run of show or if it was off the top of his head. Either way, it's like messy. But is it messy? I'm a comic. It's a joke. I don't know. I think it's because I'm trying to rationalize all of the choices made on this night. I have two halves of me. I'm a husband, you know. I have a wife. I would not like it if she was being made fun of for the world to see. And then I'm a comic, stand-up comedian. I do believe that comedians should be able to joke about everything and anything. But I don't think that they are allowed. Well, I do think they should be free of physical altercation in the moment. But if there's consequences that come after that, like someone then, you know, drags you through the mud online or in an interview or calls you out in the moment, I think that is fine because, you know, people, I think you can't stop people from having feelings and emotions, and I think they're valid in that. I just don't think those feelings and emotions should escalate to the point of physical violence. But if they do, I think I think it's one of those things where it's like, you hopefully you know how to fight. No, it's not even, I don't know how to explain it. To me, it's like you're, it's like both Will, Jada, and Chris Rock were having like a human moment. It's human to want to, like, it's human to be offended. It's human to be able to take a joke, and it's human to react to a joke so poorly that you choose to hurt someone. And I say that in the sense of like, but you know what though? Let me pull it back. The only context that I'm taking out is that Chris Rock is a comedian. Chris Rock gets paid to tell jokes. That joke was, it's also just the concept of, you know, it's a joke. It would be different if Chris Rock meant it. That's what I've been trying to say to some people. There's a difference between Will, Jada, blah, 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 G.I. Jane 2. I mean that shit. You bald as fuck. Like, you know, that's a whole different conversation than I'm a comedian, like an iconic comedian, one of our greatest comedian legends ever, telling a joke about G.I. Jane 2. It's a movie. It's from back in the 90s. The girl shaves her head because she's a soldier, I believe. I don't know the entire story of that thing. But I guess because Chris went specifically at Jada and mentioned it about her being bald, I don't 100. I'm pretty sure he's aware that she has the autoimmune disorder alopecia, and she can't control the fact that she's going bald. I still think, as offensive as that is, you should be able to make a joke about it. And I guess I think the like human, like, I'm going to take the comedian out of this scenario for 5 seconds. I think that, like, as a comedian, you would hope nobody would attack you for saying something that is rude, disrespectful, funny, bad joke. I don't think it was a bad joke. I think that just in this climate, we are not capable of handling jokes at other people's expense anymore. And, like, you know, I feel like there's been way worse jokes. There's people who do 9/11 jokes and we've all laughed. Cancer jokes. You know, I don't know, bunch of disorders, Down syndrome, this, that, and the third. Racist jokes. It would be different if you knew Chris Rock's intention was, I'm here to offend Will and Jada and Will Smith. And... You know, it's weird, man. It's weird. Like, when you have someone who really means something disrespectful to someone, like you see a viral video online of a Karen or a Karen man saying the N-word to someone. In those moments, you watch it and you're like, I hope they get their ass whooped for saying something like that. Because one, the context is already there. We already know that they are bigoted people who hate people of color due to their biases against them, which is just rooted in racism and all that other stuff. I mean, again, in that scenario, you would say to yourself, well, you already know the consequences of if you attack them, because then you could be sued, this, that, and the third. But at least in that scenario, you knew that they meant it and they were there to offend and they didn't give an F about who you were or what you stand for or anything like that. In this scenario, I feel like it's different because he's a comic. He's a comedian. He's an entertainer who's been telling disrespectful. He's been telling, like, you know, like, whatever the word is, risque jokes for years. He's told jokes about Will and Jada before. I'm sure they have a relationship. They've been on television together or possibly in movies. I know that the Chris Rock was on that one episode of Fresh Prince back in the day, but I know that they've, like, they run in, I wouldn't say the same circles, but similar circles. Like, they'll see each other at an event. They'll be like, you know, all that stuff. I don't know how to rationalize Will's behavior, because Well, you know what? I don't know how to rationalize it from my personal perspective as a human being and a husband. I guess in my brain, it's like, oh, if that was my wife, would I have gotten on stage and slapped him in public? I think it would have been, no, I think it would have been a backstage thing, or it would have been a walk up to him and say something to him in his ear and maybe, like, I don't know, grip the back of his neck real tight or something. Again, you are physically, you are physically putting hands on a person, but I don't know if my pride, I don't know if my I would allow my pride to get to the point of ruining the night for everyone else in the room. But then at the same time, from having sessions in therapy, understanding people's human nature, I do think he had a human reaction in thinking, I won't allow this to be. I won't allow my wife to be the butt of this joke that is being told in front of hundreds of my peers and millions of viewers watching. So, there's a lot of people on Team Will's side because of that. They're like, he's defending his wife. And then as a comic, I'm like, he is assaulting a comedian, someone who he knows is telling a joke. I think that's the weirdest part. And also, you know, there's also the whole background context of watching it back, you know, people doing their investigative journalism and watching Will Smith laugh at the joke or laugh in the moment and then seeing Jada roll her eyes like, ugh, sure, that's funny. Fun talk about, oh, my computer just died. Hello. Are we still live? We are still live. I think my screen just died. Let him talk about my hair disorder that I can't handle. I think that's definitely a low blow. I will say that. Especially for the Oscars. It's not like a joke that I think the room would even laugh at. That's the part that the room was kind of like, it's like a gasping laugh. To me, in a comedy club, even if Will and Jada are in the room, I think in a comedy club that works better because it's like we're here to crack wise about whatever is going on. But in a room where we're celebrating entertainers and their achievements and whatever the hell else, I don't know. I'll be honest. I don't. I think it just looks bad. I think it looks worse on Will, but I think it also looks kind of bad on Chris from the perspective outside of being a comedian, from the perspective of being like a normal casual viewer who, like, as a comedian, I'm like, it's just a joke to me. That's just me. But then, you know, I've spoken to my wife about this and she was like, it's not funny. Some things you don't talk about. I don't personally believe that because I laugh at a lot of dark humor. I got it from my father. We would talk about stuff that would not. I told him you cannot post about this type of stuff. It's not not about it being PC. I don't know. Maybe I was more worried. I was more concerned for his image than he was. He didn't care. Definitely concerned for my image because I have an image where I'm like, yeah, sure, I'll tell jokes like this in comedy clubs, but I'm not going to tell it out of context on the internet where people have no realm of reference to understand why I think this is funny. And I don't know. I think Will Smith is wrong for walking on stage, slapping Chris Rock, and then walking away like he was some sort of bad boy. Like, he was like, whoosh, start walking back to his chair. And then Chris, you know, I've heard dialogue from him on podcasts where he says he was, like, abused as a child, and he was bullied as a child. And he said one time he got, you know, lost his temper and I guess brought a brick with him to school and beat up one of his bullies, like, very terribly. And he goes to therapy to work on that part of himself and has never allowed himself to get that angry before. And also, it just, to me, it doesn't make black people look bad. I think a lot of people in the black community think that that's what it does. But that's very, like, I saw like a TikTok about this. That's very like House Negro mindset where you're concerned about what other cultures and races think about you and your race to the point of trying to act and behave in a way that is not human. Because both of the reaction that both of them had, the Will Smith smacking Chris and Chris reacting to the way it happened, it was all very human for them to have that. I think people think it's like inhuman for Will Smith to have done what he done. I don't think so. I think if that was a completely different scenario, not an award show, them not celebrities, and it not being publicized, that's just a normal fight / argument, like at a Denny's, you know, obviously, or in a comedy club. Not to say that it should happen. I don't advocate for people getting on stage if you don't like what the comic is saying. Don't go to a comedy show if that's the case. But if they were just two normal people, and that's the thing, I'm taking it out of the realm of, I guess, the reality of what happened. It was wrong. Will should not have done that. I'm surprised Jada didn't, try to stop him. I know that she was offended, but I'm surprised she didn't say, hey, Will, no, not here. Especially because they advocate for mental health so much on Red Table Talk and Will Smith's book and Will Smith's Life Journey series. I'm like, but you're exhibiting behavior that shows you haven't learned from any of that. And, you know, I don't know Will Smith personally. I've met his kids. I think I met him maybe once in my lifetime. He doesn't know who I am. I know Jada doesn't know who I am. I have met her once, though, and it's a funny story, but I won't tell it to you today. Or maybe I will. It's a very stupid story. I met her. She has no idea who I am. And I'm friends with Chris Rock's brothers. I don't know Chris Rock personally, but I know Tony and Jordan Rock, who are comedians that I see all the time at comedy clubs. These are just my raw, unfiltered thoughts. I don't think it's weird for anyone to pick a side. I get it. You're either on the side of what you think is chivalry by defending a man's wife, partner, and honoring that bond, or you're on the side of just what you think is a normal, realistic response. That's an entertainer, specifically a comedian. You know that those are the types of things that they make jokes about. So if you can't take a joke from that person, then you should, I don't know, not be in the room. Don't go to a comedy show. That's a lot of the response of people. It's weird. It's weird. It's just weird. It's just weird. I feel like this is the weirdest controversy / story I've ever heard. and maybe people, I think, listening to this would be like, oh man, well, you're just trying to appease everybody by not choosing. I mean, if I had to, it's not even if I had to. It's like if I had to choose, I think Chris Rock behaved. If I had to choose, I think Chris Rock kept his composure. But I wouldn't have been, I wouldn't be throwing any shade. I'm not throwing shade at either of them. Hopefully anyone doesn't. That's not what I'm doing. I'm just discussing this topic. I wouldn't be surprised if Chris Rock would have thrown something at Will as he walked off or came back behind him, kicked him in his fucking back. I don't think Chris Rock would have been wrong to then retaliate. I'm surprised. Am I surprised that he didn't? No, I don't think I'm surprised because I believe he goes to therapy a little bit more consistently than Will Smith. I feel like a lot of Will Smith and Jada and their family's therapy is a lot for show and less for their own personal gain, but I could be wrong. Maybe they have been going to therapy and they just have terrible habits that they have learned that are ingrained in them and their generational curses that they haven't worked out of yet, figured out. I'm trying to look at this from a rational perspective, but sometimes you cannot rationalize certain people's behavior, and I think that's where I'm trying to get with this. I don't know how you can rationalize Will Smith's behavior, because at the end of the day, you are disrespecting someone I love in front of millions of people, and I'm supposed to just sit there and take it. and be a good little boy and her be a good little girl. And I think it was weird for, like, I don't think it's weird for Chris to tell that joke. I don't know how to discuss this. I'm torn. I think Will would have had a more impactful response if he would have just maybe yelled from his chair, "You can keep my wife's name out your effing, keep your wife's name out your effing mouth," from that chair. I think would have been more, like strong-willed than swinging at him. And also, it was like a sucker slap. It wasn't like, you know, it wasn't, you know, it wasn't. It was kind of weak for him to swing at him the way he did at all. The whole situation was kind of weak, but I think it would have been like, if he really wanted to advocate for his wife in that moment, you might go on stage and speak into the lapel mic that was on Chris Rock's stage and say, "You think that's funny? That's not funny." But then at the same time, as a comedian, it's a joke. And it's like, I don't know. You're in your feelings over a joke, and this joke doesn't hurt anybody, but it does offend Jada, alopecia victims. But that's jokes, though. And I think you're allowed to make jokes about anything. And as a comedian, I think you have to deal with the real world consequences that come from them. Do I think that includes violence? I don't think it should. But at the same time, I don't think you can control a person for having a human reaction. Now, I think some people are like, well, a human reaction isn't to attack someone. That's, you know, you're probably thinking to yourself, oh, that's someone who has a mental imbalance and doesn't know anything about boundaries. And that's true. But at the same time, as a comedian, you get on stage and you kind of take that risk. Like, I've seen clips from friends where people have gotten on stage, tried to talk to them, tried to say certain things. Those people shouldn't go to comedy clubs, especially if you can't. Like, because I've heard terrible jokes that I've giggled at, things that made me laugh. There's people who tell really dark jokes. Like, Anthony Jeselnik has jokes about, like, dead babies. My dad told some jokes about some of his friends who passed away immediately after they passed away because he would be interviewed by TMZ, and it wasn't funny to fans of those people. But my dad and comedians, it's not like comedians are free of consequence. It's just that when comedians do say jokes about stuff in the moment, it's because we try to find the funny in the darkest scenarios. And I think that's just how we work through our own trauma and just seeing the world. Like, you know, if you take the world at face value, the way that people, like the way society wants you to see it, it's very cookie cutter and fake and fraudulent. Nobody, like, you know, it's almost like, to me, it's almost inhumane to sit back and say like, oh, that's too offensive to talk about. I don't think it is. I was on Twitter the other day because, you know, people were saying, like, you don't make fun of someone's disease. And I was like, I'm not saying you do, but, I think some people have a higher tolerance for dark humor and or bad jokes. And the jokes could be good, but the execution could be bad. Like, I'm going on my Twitter right now to see what I wrote. I made a response to someone who was, I guess, saying that I'm wrong for thinking that it's just a joke. And I was like, listen, some people can handle that type of stuff. So I was like, people made fun of my dad after being dead. Like, people made fun have made fun at me about his death. I don't think it's funny. Like, because most of them are trying to be hurtful, but some of them I'll read them and I'll be like, that was a good try. That was a good one. Whatever. They got me. And I only say that from having that is it being open-minded, or is it just having a darker sense of humor, or the ability to be able to laugh at evil and dark things and not get so like bent out of shape about it. It could be that. I learned that from my dad. My dad would laugh at that shit. He would tell me about how I think there would be like a clip of him going viral on like a World Star Hip Hop back in the day. And my dad would say, "Oh yeah, I like to read the comments, because in the comments, people are seriously talking about hurting me." And he found that funny. He was like, someone said on one of these comments, JD, they should take this brother in the backyard and hang him from a tree. And my dad was just dying laughing. He was like, he's laughing at how crazy people are. And you know, it's like, obviously he would never want that to happen to him or anyone else, but it's crazy to think, and it's crazy and hilarious to think that people would take things to that extreme. And that's where the Will Smith scenario, the slap, lies for me. I find it kind of absurd that he went on stage during the show and no one stopped him. Where is security? Like, there, I can't imagine he thought something. I can't imagine Chris Rock thought something good was going to happen, you know? And it's also just strange, because that relationship with Will and Jada, everyone likes to poke fun at it and say, like, well, they put all their business out there in the street and this, that, and the third. I think that they're valid in how they want to go about the relationship. And if they want to speak about it in a public forum, they can. But again, they have to realize that that comes with consequences. That comes with backlash, feedback, unsolicited advice and responses from people that you don't know who think that they deserve to give you their opinion because you put yourself out there. It's weird. The world is weird. The world is a weird place. I don't think Will should have got on that stage and smacked him. I think they should have went backstage and, look, if you want to run the fade backstage, sure. If you wanted to run the fade on stage, I think Will is valid to have that human experience and emotion, but that is at the expense of his own wrongdoing, like knowing that there are consequences with these ridiculous actions, whether it's embarrassing yourself right before you get the Oscar, which I will be honest, I was like, he got the Oscar. I was more surprised by that. I haven't seen King Richard. I have to go watch it. But you know what it is? I'm trying to explain why I believe self-control and lack thereof are two valid things. There are some people who can just take a joke, handle it, move on, and have a conversation. There are other people who think that not handling the scenario in the moment is a sign of weakness. I think that's what Will Smith was dealing with. And unfortunately for him, Rock, Jada, everyone there, no one is thinking about anything else besides that moment during the Oscars. I didn't watch the Oscars. I have no idea who else won. I'll be honest with you. I might go watch the winners later, but it doesn't matter, because that one moment has encompassed the entirety of this year's Oscars. The slap. There's a show called The Slap. Like, there's an Australian show that got adopted into an American show. I watched it. It was a very interesting show. It was about a parent slapping another parent's kid because they were acting out of hand, and that was not that parent's responsibility to do. And it's very similar to this. Chris Rock tells a joke about your wife. Now my brain is just like, was he specifically directing it towards her autoimmune disease, or was it just an in the moment, she's bald, G.I. Jane, that's funny? Either way, I think he should be allowed to make that joke. And the way that I talk about consequences is not like, oh, if I tell a joke on stage, like I have comedy shows coming up. If I tell a joke on stage and you don't like it, hey, it's my responsibility because I told that joke. And if you behave out of pocket, I had it coming. That's not what I'm trying to say, even if it sounds like that. I think it's just that a piece of that, regardless of me knowing that I don't want that to happen, is still somewhat truthful, because you cannot control the real world consequences of life. That's what I'm trying to say. So saying that from the perspective of there are, you know, some crazy people who hate celebrity, you know, who have a parasocial relationship with celebrities and entertainers to the point where if one of them offends, is being, like, let's say right now there's like a super Chris Rock fan right now, right? There are crazy people right now who are thinking, I gotta defend my man Chris Rock and go beat up Will Smith. That's the type of stuff that I'm saying no one can avoid, whether you're a comedian telling dark jokes or a person of influence, you know, or a super Will Smith fan who's sitting there right now and they're like, that Chris Rock, that evil Chris Rock, I can't. Next time I see him, next time I go to a Chris Rock show, I'm going to get on stage. And I think that's a part that actually is very frustrating, is now people thinking, oh, well, shit, if anybody says something I don't like on stage, I'm going to get up there and do what I got to do. That is not how the world works. It's not how the world works. But if people do it, they're having human experiences, and I don't know, man. I think I'm too far in the middle. If I were to lean to a side, I would lean to the side of, I believe Chris Rock was wronged. I believe he went up on stage. He said his joke. He kind of like immediately tried to backpedal and say, hey, you know, that's a soft one. I'm not trying to come for your wife, bro. And then he got slapped. And I don't think that's right. I don't think what Will did was right, but I do think what Will did was human. That's what I'm trying to say. I think defending your wife's honor. I think defending your wife's honor is something you should be doing, or girlfriend or whatever, but at the expense of your entire career. I don't know if that's the way to go. I don't think anybody does. I'm pretty sure Will Smith is kicking himself in the ass. And I think for me, I feel bad for Chris Rock because I'm sure he is probably emotionally shaken by this and doesn't know how to feel. Because if you're Chris Rock, you know, you got all these people who are righteously advocating for you, but at the same time, you have to deal with the inner trauma of, well, damn, was the joke too much? And am I a punk for not fighting him back? And like, you know, should I talk about this now? Like, he could honestly be like, I mean, it's a lot. I might be reaching, but he could be like fearing for his life. Like, well, I don't want to bring this up again and Will Smith try and come and find me. I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't speak on this if I don't know, right? Maybe that's probably a smart thing. this was a weird one. Just weird, just strange and obtuse, and I've never seen anything like this. And I will say this, like, I don't think it makes the black community look bad, unless that's, you know, your narrative to put on the black community. But I don't like seeing, I think it's interesting how this is such a huge debacle. And I think if this was anyone else, or let's say a different race of people, I don't think this would be as blown up as it would. Let's say it was two white performers, two Asian performers, two whatever performers. I know that if it was like a man and a woman, or a woman slapping a man, I know if it was a man slapping a woman, everybody would be in a frenzy, be crazy. But I think they would just say, like, if it was two other people, it'd be like a, you know, like a gentleman's dispute, or just a disagreement between colleagues. But, you know, now we got the memes. I'll be honest, the memes are funny. They're super funny. I cannot lie to you and say that I don't think the memes are funny. I think that they are hilarious. There are some good ones. There's some where they have Madagascar, Chris Rock versus the fish version of Will Smith. Very funny. like whoever, creative. There's JoJo references. It makes me laugh. But I don't, as a comedian, I just don't think that, like, I would hope that people, it's not even about having a sense of humor. You don't have to like the joke, but I really have no idea how to discuss what I mean when I say the concept of like, I think a part of me wants to say to to all of you or in general that, hold on, I'm looking for something on my screen. A part of me wants to say that Will Smith is valid I think that's the part that people have a hard time with defending, like anyone defending Will. I'm not defending his actions. I'm defending that he had a human moment and he chose to go about it how he did. I'm not saying it was right. I'm saying that it was human and he chose it despite the consequences. I don't think Chris Rock is in the wrong. I think Chris Rock told a joke. I think jokes should be able to be told. And I think it's like you got to give a little bit of like leeway because he's a comic. If he was a completely different person telling that joke, like, it's the same. Like, to me, it's like how Trump would go around saying Mexicans are rapists and drug dealers. That's something he meant. He's not a comic. There's no context outside of that, outside, except for the fact that I think that that's what these people are. That's just racist. It's just terrible to say something like that. And I guess that's where the issue lies for me. The issue lies in the place where I think Will Smith is wrong. I think Chris Rock, I think Chris Rock, it's not that he's wrong. It's just that being a comedian, you get on that stage and you say things that you know, could come with a consequence. And I think he dealt with a consequence he did not foresee. And I'm saying that as the world of consequences, in the sense of life consequences, not in the realm of comedy. There should not be a consequence where just because you said a joke, someone should be able to attack you. It's more that you can't control the feelings and reactions of human beings. And that's what security is for. Security should have been there and ready and saw Will and been like, hey, and tried to stop him before he even got up. I don't know. Let me know what you think. These are just my thoughts. Besides that, I hope you enjoyed this podcast, and I will be taking questions on the next episode. And I also want to say that I've created the Clips channel. I don't think I'm gonna keep the Clips channel. I think it'll be smarter to just upload clips of each podcast in between each episode. So be on the lookout for clips on this channel, both vertical, like YouTube Shorts, and horizontal, depending on how long the content is. Feel free to send me messages on Anchor. The link is below. I believe in the near future I'm going to be doing some live Q&A episodes, and I think I will stream them on Twitch. So be on the lookout for that, twitch.tv/runjdrun. And we're going to try to keep this thing going along with my other podcast. Me, my wife, I think you all would enjoy if we discuss this because she is heavily on Team Will. Because she believes that just some things are not supposed to be spoken about. And we've haven't argued about it, but we've talked about it. And I'm like, honey, I don't think that's right. but I think she's open-minded. It's the optimism of understanding both sides. But I don't think anyone's a hero here. I don't think Will's a hero. I don't think Will's entirely a villain. I don't think Chris is a hero or a villain. Or a court jester for his material. We'll see. I'll wait for you all to leave comments below, and maybe you think I'm absolutely wrong with how I feel. I think a real point of view on this, and I think that's the problem. I have the point of view where I think I can see the valid moments of both sides. As a husband, I can see Will Smith standing up for his wife in a moment of weakness. I can see, as a comedian, Chris Rock telling a joke that you thought was mild, but then maybe you didn't realize how offensive it could be to someone suffering from an autoimmune disease. And you might regret it. I'm sure he might regret it. And then also, the grand scheme of ruining the night for everybody. I don't know who else was involved in that night. I heard Questlove got an Oscar for something. Congrats. I didn't see it. No one's going to see it. This Oscars is over. It is the slap-a-rama. It's slap-a-mania. It's not the Oscars anymore. And that's, I think, the worst part is that everybody loses. All right, we'll talk about more of this in the future. I will try to get these podcasts up and running once a week. I don't know what day. I might commit to Wednesdays. I think Wednesdays might be our day. Leave comments below. I don't know if I'll take a clip from this and post it because I feel like I'm all over the place with how I feel. I'm going to go, though. I'll see you next time. Bye.